The Reserve Bank says it is not messing about in its battle with inflation and looks set to impose 50 basis point rate rises at its July and August reviews. It raised the cash rate by half a percentage point, as expected, to 2% yesterday, the highest since mid-2016. But its forecasts have the rate hitting close to 3.5% by the end of the year and 4% by the middle of next year, the most aggressive tightening in the central bank's history. Governor Adrian Orr says they're less worried about wage rises and government spending, and he shies away from the threat of a recession, despite the stronger headwinds gathering around the world. But he says there's no alternative to its approach of going hard, fast and early.
We have taken the least risky option of tightening sooner and by more. We hope to have the tightening cycle over and done with soon enough, very much in a stitch-in-time type fashion. In fact, our forecasts suggest that we will be in a position to be able to be lowering rates by the end of next year and into 2025.
What damage do you expect that you might do in the course of this tightening to the economy?
I won't say damage. The damage that we can do to an economy is not constraining inflation. And so we are very focused on making sure that we can continue to enjoy and have confidence around having low and stable consumer price inflation in the country.
But for some households, businesses who have been highly leveraged or been hanging on by the fingertips, 50 basis points this time, the prospect of another 1.5% rise in the OCR by the end of the year is going to be too much for them.
Yes, there will be some sectors of business in any economy that are highly indebted at present. Yes, they will have to be thinking hard around their spending priorities going forward. But in aggregate, the household balance sheets, business balance sheets and government balance sheets in this country are incredibly well positioned to manage this interest rate change.
Households, though, people looking at mortgages, they will be questioning the level of rises that they face. But the impression that you gave during the press conference was that most households should be able to cope with this.
We are very confident that the balance sheet of households are in a strong position. Whilst we've been lifting the official cash rate, we were signalling this for some time. And so actual mortgage rates have already shifted to the types of levels that we are justifying with today's official cash rate movement. The banks, when they have been lending responsibly, they have been testing first-time buyers or new lenders at high interest rates, at higher interest rates, around the 6% mortgage rate level. And so, households should be able to manage at the 6% type mortgage rate level because that's what they borrowed on the back of. That's not to say that some, particularly recent home buyers or highly indebted people, will be tightening belts. But the average mortgage interest rate across the book is largely where we are getting back to at the moment. So again, I emphasise we've gone from something that was unusually a one-off, very low period from the supply constraint back to something more normalised.
When we spoke last time, you said the Reserve Bank wasn't in a happy place in its battle against inflation. Are you any happier now after this latest decision? Do you feel you're starting to win the fight?
Yes is the answer. I mean, I feel very confident to be on this side of the equation where interest rates are now, the retail mortgage rates and our own wholesale, official cash rate is now easily, we're at neutral. Overall, we know we are now starting to lean against the inflation pressures by restraining aggregate spending growth. So that is a much better position. And I believe that, our projected ahead is a very fair balance of the risks to the up or the down.
And that's the Reserve Bank Governor Adrian Orr talking to our business editor Giles Bickford.